We started right out the first day of school. I had them all on the desks. There are no chairs with the desks.
Sixth and seventh grade teacher Eileen Keenan-Scroback tells WBFO News she began researching the use of tall desks in a classroom last school year.
Last spring, there was a bit of a buzz that our district was going to purchase some tall desks. So I started doing a little bit of research, and when I approached our superintendent, I was a little late. So she said, you know, next year we can put in for you.
The standing classroom desks cost about $250 each. So Scroback reached out to her husband for a little help, and he created a prototype to set up the school desks.
I was talking to my husband, and I've been teaching 33 years. So I said, what can we do? What can we do? And he immediately said, bed risers. Put your desks on bed risers.
Now, safety was still a big concern, so they used tennis balls along with the risers to make them sturdy. Scroback has noticed an increase in student alertness.
I have to tell you, they do, because they can't lean on their elbows and their hands. They don't put their heads down on their hands to lean. And one of the students said, quite accurately, he said, we get too comfortable in our chairs and we slouch, and then we put our heads on the desks.
Students stand for a full 40 minutes during Scroback's class, but she says there have been no complaints.
Quite honestly, I've not had one student complain, and I've had a lot of parents say, my child comes home and says he likes to stand.
Scroback says giving students a chance to move around really makes a big difference, something she's now calling standing tall. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.